At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello all, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A. I'm going to do this quick, just because. We're starting on a bit of a somber note. I've had a message from Leachy. He says, hi Pete. He says, just to let you know, my mum passed away on Sunday. I was with her as she took her last breath. I'm glad she's no longer in pain, but she's left a huge hole in our family. Mate, I'm sorry for your loss. I don't say anything other than that because anything that anybody sells after that is just massively annoying. Mark taught me out of the market. But yeah, cancer is rubbish, and that's not the word I want to use. My thoughts are with you, and I hope you all guys get through it. So, but thanks for letting us know. So cheers. And also on the HPC thing, give me a call. Right, so got that one out of the way. Bless him. So question of the week. We've had quite a few questions of the week this week, which is handy for me because it's free content. The whole thing is free content. The whole principle of Sunday Q&A, for those of you that don't realise, is exactly the same way as radio stations work when they say, phone in and tell us what's going on. What they mean is we cannot be bothered to think of things to tell you, so you just tell us what we should broadcast back. It's free. Thanks very much. Cheers. So we've had a few questions of the week. This was a good one, actually, in fairness. This is Dave the cab driver, my mate Dave the Crisps. He says, interesting subject, video right there. The difference between working for the man and working for yourself, how it affects you mentally. You're welcome, cheers, and be lucky. Yeah, there's a video to be made there. Certainly, absolutely. Cheers, Dave. And then I've cut your name off, but there's a few questions for the next Q&A. Sorry I cut your name off. Lots of commentators saying the country's in the doldrums. How does it work on the HX? Are you busier or quieter than you remember? Another good question. Insurance costs, have they gone up since your last lorry? Another good question. Have you got your transport agency CPC yet? Get it done. You're a bright bloke. No problem. Save a fortune. That's not a question. That's a statement. And it certainly should be done, but it's the time and the money it takes to go through it. Besides, my mate Nick the Urban Truck is looking after me at the moment. But you're right, it should be one of those things. Maybe one day I will get to do a Class 1. Maybe one day I will do my Transport Managers course. Maybe one day I will actually get a grip on the industry that I'm in, rather than just fumbling around in the dark and relying on people that know far better than me to look after me. But maybe. Journey of a million miles, after all. And finally, we have one from Andy Shivers. He said, what's the going rate for an 18-ton? This has the makings of your lucky day. I've done a few recently, because I've had quite a few questions recently. One guy turning around, I forget his name again, sorry, saying, how much do you quote for an 18-ton? Stop telling people you quote £3 a mile on an 18-ton. And he's right. I don't quote £3 a mile on an 18-ton. It's much, much more complicated than that. But I've recorded one that hopefully will put the record straight and sort of, because, you know, otherwise I'm telling people to quote £3 a mile, and you're going to quote £3 a mile, you're going to go bust. And nobody wants that. So anyway, after the washing machine's gone in, it's been, by the way, it's been fixed, which is lovely, so I'm just catching up on the washing. So there's a few coming out which aren't so much the look at my lorry, life on the road videos, your usual 3-minute, what does this work, how does this work? So more back, I'm not going to say back to basics, back to what we did before. Bit of life on the road, bit of questions, just is what it is, you know? So there we go. On the subject to which, this week's video was Tiffany. Meet the new truck. Oh, I love Tiffany. She's great. The space, the lockers. There was a small issue with the fact that I've had like engine warning lights and stuff like that on, but they're all yellow. And it's like, well, it's going to be that sense of this, sense of that. You know, we're still trying to fathom our way through it, but nothing major. No big problem. One of the rims broke, so I had to get a new rim because the tyre was going down. That's 25 quid. You know, did something working. So, yeah, so we do love Tiffany. So she's great. I think it was Shane. I'll keep count of people's names off today. Sorry. Shane Hardy, it must have been. Says, can't wait to take a new tour of the lorry. How many kilometres has it done? What year? Euro 6 and price. It's out there. The video's out there. It's done 450,000 miles. What's that in K? About 720K. That's what it says on the taco. It's Euro 6, but it's not DVS, so I can't go into the zone. But I can go everywhere else in the country because I haven't got the cameras on. Camera system, £1,600. And now they want the radar as well. It's £2,000. I only got, and he said, what price? I'll give 5K for it. 5K plus the VAT. I got a good deal. I'm very lucky at the moment. I mean, a few people, the guy who sold me the lorry didn't know me, but he still gave me a good deal. He's a friend of a friend. He's a friend of Ian's. We've been up at the yard all morning. We'll come to that in a minute. I'm a lucky man. We'll come to that. In fact, we're coming to it straight away, really, and the price I've told you. And then from W388Y1, who is Ian? Hello, mate. He says, looks like the mirror guards will fit and the thinner will get the lettering off. Yeah, I was up the yard this morning. He gave me the mirror guards. I've got two new shiny silver mirror guards. We'll give him a bit of teacups. That's what I had. I should have had Brasso. And I ran out of thinners, taking the last of the lettering off the side. He gave me some more thinners. Then he plugged in his computer into my system. Mate, I owe you big time. You and Mark, I feel like I'm starting back out on my own. I feel like a young Rocky Marciano. And I'm in the corner and I'm thinking, if I can just make it through the first three rounds, But luckily in my corner, I've got really good people. I've got Sam the accountant, I've got Mark the mechanic, I've got my mate Ian, and without you guys, I'd be lost. And I just want to say to anyone who's actually listening, who might be in, I'm sure the other two are paying no attention whatsoever, I don't blame them. In fact, I'm amazed anyone pays any attention, to be honest with you. I'm really grateful, and thank you. And I genuinely mean that, son. Cheers. Anyhow, right, it's not all going to be somber, sure it can't be, it's only Q&A. Dale Steele says, I find trucks and buses are like aeroplanes. He said they never really age because something needs changing, it gets done. For example, that truck could have had a replacement engine at some point, you wouldn't know. Companies just want to keep their lorries on the road so they get maintained regardless. 450K is nothing for a lorry engine. They're just on tick over most of the time. I don't know, mate. I hope so. I genuinely hope you're right. But, I mean, Mark Mechanic, he says to me, it's little and often. I'm on 6 weeks on my inspections. I'm with the ministry, I'm on 8, but I want it on 6. Because, you know, she's done a few miles. Let's just keep on top of it. I'd rather get you fixed before it goes wrong, if we can, than be out on the road. It goes wrong. There's a recovery. I'm in Sunderland. It's in the Devs. It's like, no, hang on, that's on the way out, Pete. Lucky we had a look at that. We changed that now. That was about to go pop. I know it won't solve anything, but I'm doing the best I can here. So, it's all cool. Paul Oldfield says, Pete, have you got a night heater? Look a bit chilly lately. I have got a night heater. Something I don't understand. A couple of things about that. So when you're in the bed, I've got the buttons here. One of them operates the light, which is over there. Not there. One of them's got a little clicky thing for a reading light. That's really cool. And one of them operates the electric sunroof. God, electric mirrors, electric sunroof. It's like a Rolls Royce of trucks. It's fantastic. But there's no button for the night heater. The button for the night heater is on the dash over there. I'm like, why? I've got a thing I can turn it up and down with, but I turned it on. It's like a P with like three squiggly lines, and the light goes green, but I haven't actually worked out whether it's working or not yet. I will get around to it. It's on my list of things to do. Jack, who says, electric sunroof? F me. You're not wrong, mate. That's luxury. It's brilliant. Electric mirrors, electric sunroof. The seat's not worn. You know, every single... I mean, it's done 450,000 miles. They've got to change the seat because everyone gets out of the seat, gets in there. Why do they not design truck seats? We've got, for the driver, just one seat, for the driver's seat, a heavy bit of leather or strong fabric or something on one side. Because every single truck I've ever bought second-hand, that's bits worn out, foam's coming through. Because everybody drags themselves in again, and it wears out. So just put some extra foam in. You've got the air dump. I hit the air dump, which is the button that makes the seat go down. If you hit the air dump and the seat goes down, you can squeeze out, like, you know, with that squeeze out, you get it easily. But why they don't, I don't know. Dale Steele says, this time next year, you'll have a Scania. Don't know, Dale. I've kind of sold me deaths. I do love a death. And Chaz Griffiths says, sort out the Union Jack. Well, Chaz, this has all the makings of your lucky day, because there'll be a video going up. Is it next week? Yeah, next week, I think it is. I've righted the wrong. It is now finally the right way up. So, that was it on Tiffany. Didn't do a timestamp as usual, so I'm hopeless. First day back. So, yeah, we did the video on the first day back. David Winner says, this is Dave the Crisps. No flasks. Gone down a bit of a rabbit hole with the flasks, I've got to say, Dave. I'm ever so sorry to disappoint you. It's largely down to this guy called Chris Jensen, who's got a country song, which was out there in the last month or so, which is talking about, you know, money doesn't buy happiness. He said, money doesn't buy happiness, but it could buy me a boat. And it could buy me a truck to pull it. And it could buy me a Yeti 220 iced down with some silver bullets. I had no idea what that was. I thought it was a gun. So I Googled it. A Yeti 220 is a huge cool box that these Americans go fishing with. So they stick in one, they just basically cram it full of ice. And silver bullets are Coors Light, where you can keep that. It's not highly connectable, is it? But you can sort of, you shove all that in there and you keep the lid down and you can go fishing for 5 days, you open the lid, the beer's still cold. And I'm thinking, hang on a second, they might have something here, these Americans. They could be good at this. So I've gone down a rabbit hole of Yeti flasks, Yeti cups, Yeti cooler cups, Stanley flasks. They're apparently as good as Yetis. I think I found one. The question is whether I'm just going to go and do the money and go, it's no different than the other one. But it's my birthday soon, so I might treat myself to a new flask. I don't know. But as for no flasks every time. Always flasks. Double denim. Double denim and a flask every time. Shane Hardy says, nice to see you back in the wild, but you left us in suspense again. What can I do, Shane? I grew up watching Batman. Where am I kidding? I'm watching Batman now. It's on Prime. The Penguin is not a woman. For anyone who's watching the cartoon series, I'll swallow the rest of it. The Penguin is not a woman. It's just not. Anyone seen that new one with Colin Farrell? It's supposed to be really good. I love Colin Farrell. Great actor. In Bruges. I'd never hit a woman armed with a gun. Oh, I'm with a bottle. No, I've never hit a woman. I'd hit a woman armed with a bottle, but I'd never hit a woman. It's great, you know. Anyhow, but I've got to do the rest. I'm falling behind. I say I'm falling behind, but I've done a lot of the 3-minute ones. The 3-minute ones are quicker. So I'll get that one sorted this weekend. I've been on the truck this weekend. I've been in the truck all morning. Then there's the Aldi shop, catch out release. Now I'm doing this. And of course, we're preparing for the wedding. I've just gone and bought 10 lime, basil, and mandarin candles, which are going to make the place smell nice, apparently. Okay. I don't know. I just do as I'm told. But no, we're preparing for the big day. The big day is, I think, it's Saturday today, so it's 3 weeks today. Got a suit. Left your space again, but I will get around to filling the bits and pieces in as I do. And finally on this one, Paul Oldfield says, it's okay to have higher mileage, Pete. Just remember to change the oil half of what the OEM recommend on your mileage. I've got Mark on that one. He's the guy. It's all right. We'll do the oils, we'll do the filters, we'll do all that kind of stuff. I trust him. I said to him about changing the oils and things like the gearbox and stuff like that. He said, changing oil in your gearbox is £800. I went, really? He said, Ian has got trucks that have done 1 million miles. He's never changed the oil in the gearbox. I went, we'll stick with the oil in the gearbox. I don't know. I stand on the shoulders of giants. I trust the people. I trust in the people that are behind me because I believe that they have got my best interest at heart. And I genuinely believe that. And I'm sure I'm right and stuff, which is cool. Right. So the wise guys.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Neil Wilson says... Oh, no, so there's some interesting questions here, actually, in fairness. Can you ask people what to do with parking tickets from ANPR cameras, how you deal with them? I had one, which we had one where we went do a delivery at a sports ground. and like a Holiday Inn, and we got a ticket. And I went, you can't give me a ticket. I'm delivering stuff to you. You can't charge me for parking when I'm delivering stuff to you. No, we can. Then they said, we go to the ombudsman. So I appealed it to the ombudsman. The ombudsman went, no, you still got to pay it. I didn't. I went, I'm not paying it. And this is to do with the old company anyway. So if they do turn around and say, well, you owe the money, I'll go, yeah, that company's gone bust. Well, this company's gone into suspension. So good luck with that. But I've never heard a word since. And I think with the AMPI, if it's different, if it's council or if it's government or something like that, those ones you pay, because otherwise they'll go after you. But if it's the AMPR mob, I don't think they do. I don't even know how legally they stand. But we're on the wise guys here, so there's a cap. So let's have a bit more information for old Nail there. Neil Wilson, N-I-A-L-L. Don't know. Let's see if we can get back to the guy, so we can fill in the blanks for the man. Paul Oldfield says, he says, well, these things, it's to do with the speeding thing. The Welsh guy, the guy who got the 20 mile an hour on the Welsh thing, he said, admit the offence, don't sign a declaration. I don't know if that means anything to you. I'm kind of a bit vague about it, but I hope that helps the guy. He said, what do I do with all these 20 miles an hour that I got from driving around Wales? I thought I was obeying the speed limit. I wasn't. He said, admit the offence, but don't sign a declaration. Again, anyone's got more information, stick it in. Long Haul Courier says, what do you need to do van work from the UK to Europe? Now, again, I'm not the expert on van work, and I don't run it to Europe because I've got standard national. I don't do international. But I believe now Franz might be the guy on this. You need an operator's license. You need like a Euro. If you want to run a van in Europe, you need a van operator's license. I don't know if that's different to a lorry operator's license. Once again, I'm sure the mob will get back to us on this one. And it's not quite as straightforward as it used to be. Having said that, I don't think it's as complicated as like trying to get a British European. We are in Europe still. They haven't moved the country. They haven't dragged it and put it off the coast of Africa. We are still technically in Europe. We might not be part of the European community, but I'm not an American. I'm not an Australian, and I'm not part of Asia. I do still live in Europe. What do you need for the It's not like applying for a British operator's license. It's not quite as complicated. But I do think there are still a few hurdles you have to jump through. But we'll get the wise guys to fill us in on that one. Another video going out there, presumably. Come on, don't make your videos. This will do me till Christmas. And finally, Steve Gregory says, can you do a video about... Right, this is an interesting one. Can you do a video about the law and driving hours after a two-hour drive, then broken down waiting for a rescue repair for 5 hours? How would it affect your driving hours plus another breakdown north of the Watford Gap driving back to the yard? Now, I have done a link recently on extreme circumstances. We'll do that one. Now, you might still be all right under those times because you haven't driven much, and as long as you're under a 15-hour day under your work time directive, you probably still haven't broken any laws. Well, I've only driven for 3 hours. I'll put it on hammers in between. I had a 15-minute rest when I went and sat the other side of the barrier just to keep yourself inside my work time directive. But as long as you were inside your 15 hours, say you left the yard at 6 and got back before 9, and you have driven less than 10 hours a day and had the appropriate breaks, you're still going to be inside it. That's not going to be an issue. If you're not, there is that link to extreme circumstances. Just write everything down, take photos, explain what happened, and they're going to go, yeah, fair enough. I think, actually, I'm pretty confident you're okay with that one. So, right, miscellaneous. We did the delights of London. another joyous life on the road video for Pete there. He said, Jack, you said they do renovations on the British Museum, so they cover it with scaffolding and make it look like a building, but it's not a building. I kind of knew that. I watched this thing once I was sitting next to a guy and there was three dogs and two Muppets, and one of them turned around and went, one of those not, he said, that one of those isn't a real dog. Okay, he had to be there. Rat Whittle says, oh, 9 Elms is still a thriving market. Drive through it to deliver to Sainsbury's. I think Tower Bridge has a weight restriction. 9 Elms, I'm sure it probably is still, so it's still out there. It's still a fruit market. I wonder if they've still got the Sunday market there, because what happens is the fruit market will work Monday through to Saturday, then would shut, and on Sundays we would go and trade normal stuff on the market. As for the weight restriction on Tower Bridge, I don't know what it would be, But I know buses go across it. And I know that I've been across it in an 18 ton. So again, wise guys, is there, maybe Dave, well, my Dave, he drives a cab. So is there a weight restriction on Tower Bridge? And if so, what is it? Just out of general curiosity, you'd like to know. You can Google it, but that's no fun, is it? It's no fun. That doesn't involve anybody. I have to involve people, and that's more fun. Gary HGC says, your union flag cushion is upside down. Love the channel from the shipping shed. Take care, take money. Thank you, Gary. The shipping shed's going to be out of action soon because of the up-and-coming wedding, and also because everything that gets stored for the winter, you know, sort of chairs and stuff that normally out, they go in the shed, you know. I was going to be in the shed today, but at least it's having a kip, so we're all right. But and as for the cushion being upside down, look, you know, I'm sorting it out, all right? I'm on the case. I'm on the job, you big nabob. Leave it with me. Paul Oldfield says, well, but I think this is to do with every time. I've said every time I sell something, it's a buyer's market. Every time I buy something, it's a seller's market. He says, well, Pete, I've got to say you're nearly as bad as me. I've never made a penny out of anything I've sold. I had one of those small Dashu lorries the other day, the size of the long wheelbase craft, it looks like exactly but scaled down lorry, and I say it nearly killed my back. So, well, I hope you're better off where you are now, Paul. I hope you're in a much more comfortable vehicle. I finally got the. Oh, it's taken me forever to get the seat position right on the truck. It shouldn't really. I mean, it's the same as the other ones. Tilt this forward, tilt that back, tilt this forward. Oh, I'll sit back. Oh, sort of. At least it's not a Merc. The Merc's got, you can inflate this and decide that. Oh, it drives you mad. I think I've got it right now. I think I've finally got it right. Let's hope it stays that way. Buckaroonie says, 8th year on the CX for me and I'm flying. You're going to get these. I've always said about the CX, it doesn't work for everybody. It's not a magic wand. No one's going to deliver £1 million to your door. You get out what you put in. Some people are doing, love it. Some people have gone on to great things. Some people, it hasn't worked for them and they've had to go and do something else. That's the score. You have to work out if it's right for you. The channel's here so that you can talk to people. Is it right for me? Isn't it right for me? Make the choice. If it isn't, wipe your mouth, walk away, find the next thing. Everybody gets there in the end, you know? It's sort of, you know, you will find you. You do you. Fierce Cooper, new contributor channel, says, he's been looking at the Euro 6, Euro 5 thing. He says, Euro 4 is exempt. I think he's going out into the zone. Euro 4 is exempt for petrol. Euro 6 is exempt for diesel. It took me some reach to figure out, depending on what fuel, depends on which standard is exempt. Euro 4... better for petrol, Euro 6 better for diesel, yeah. And he says Euro 6 for diesel to make you exempt. It must be stamped on the emission section of your V5 to qualify. You may need to get your V5 updated if it's not. That's all lovely. It doesn't help me with driving into London because that's something completely different. That's not to do with emissions. That's to do with DVS, which is to do with driving over cyclists. Which is that you've got to have cameras and beepers and stuff like that so you don't, you know, kill people walking dogs and stuff like that, which I haven't got and I'm unlikely to get when you bear in mind how much money I'd have to shell out just to do the odd job into London. At the moment, I'm swerving London. I've got to be honest with you, I don't miss it. Oh, I can't do that job into the city at 7 o'clock in the morning. Oh, no. Instead, I'm going to Milton Keynes where I have a nice big forecourt off a roundabout. What's not to like? And finally, on today's Q&A, Shane Hardy says, morning, Pete. Your DAF is getting similar miles per gallon as my car. May I suggest changing your car? Or at least taking the steel girders out of the boot. Either that or you've obviously got a really big car or a really cool, like one of the big American cars. Maybe Shane Hardy drives around in like a Pontiac or a Cadillac or something like that, a Tin Man car. That was a great film. Richard Dreyfuss and Danny DeVito having a war. Fantastic. Contemporary reference for the 18 to 25-year-olds there. 24-year-olds, Nick. There you go. Right, okay, that's me done. So that's today's Sunday Q&A. Like I say, I'll finish off the Life on the Road video. And then a few more information videos. Like Charlie says. Did you know, I found this out the other day, the voice of Charlie on the Charlie Said adverts is Kenny Everett. Another contemporary reference for the 18 to 25-year-olds there. 24-year-olds, Nick. Yeah, there you go. But yeah, I'm all on it. And then, of course, it's just a rundown for the wedding. In the meantime, time to get my head down. I'm out there again. I'm in the truck. Need to get a bit of air in the back of the tank. Need to take care and take money.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.